Hi, I'm Dan.
Krista.
Shut up.
That was
Carrie. Oh, your sister's here.
Carrie's here, and we're here at the Giant Eagle. We're watching Carrie. We're supervising her. She goes on her first solo expedition. Grocery shopping.
She has a list. It says grocery list at the top of it.
It says eat little, I think. I can't really read it. It's not very legible.
Oh, first timer.
Spinach, okay. She's sort of here at a conjunction, not sure what to do.
She's bought 12 pounds of Darjeeling clementines. We're not sure why, but she has them.
She's going to crash.
Making a very imprudent decision as she weaves her way through the produce. She's not really stopping, but she is taking a long way for some reason. Okay, she's going around in a circle.
This is a really roundabout way to travel, Carrie.
Okay, there's some cantaloupe. Okay, but she's not interested in the cantaloupe. She wants some spices. She's sideswiping some people.
She has four tomatoes. What do you think she's going to do with those?
Well, there's a number of things she can do with those. Okay, we're back at the entrance.
Back at the tomatoes, eh?
Let's see how she... Okay, she's got another plastic bag here.
She has a Sharpie with her. She's going to write on everything?
I hope not.
Do you think she has to write her name on everything she buys?
She just picked up a lemon.
Should she write Carrie on that?
No, absolutely not. I mean, maybe later in life when she's a little older and crazier.
Oh, she's doing it. She's going for it. She's writing.
So now everyone knows that.
Knows that's Carrie's lemon. That's Carrie's lemon.
Now look at her tie this knot here. This is an interesting technique. You can tell most people just don't bother with knot because you can't unknot it with plastic bags. But Carrie seems to have all the time in the world, and you know she's been knotting for a while. She took brownies and everything. She was
Carrie almost tried to kill us with her shopping cart there. That's an interesting move.
Being a spectator. It's never easy. All right, and then here she comes by the more herbs. Okay, there's some butternut squashes and regular squashes.
Yes. Lettuce.
Salad mix here. Not too lazy to make her own salad. She likes to pay the convenience charge of getting baby spinach.
Carrie, grow your own spinach.
Not sure. Uh-oh.
Good Samaritan.
Picking things up. Okay.
You're trying to impress Carrie.
She's not winning any points.
God's not watching you right now.
Okay, those mushrooms to her right. She bypasses those. Does she want carrots?
Carrots.
Does she chew on them? She got the carrots. Okay. She's not really making good use of the whole cart space.
She's just throwing stuff in there. She's really got to micromanage a little bit better.
In lieu of having a baby, she just has a bunch of vegetables in the top part. So we'll see that goes. So I guess obviously does not have that woman's intuition.
Alright. Now do you think not?
Now she passed all the deli stuff, which is interesting.
Pickle section.
Okay. Old Wisconsin snack bites, $5.99. Carrie just engulfed.
Carrie, look, those are the giant pickles you wanted to grow.
Oh, there's some pickles right here. Now Carrie's been talking about pickles for a while now, and that is her specialty, but somehow it must be a New Year's resolution then eat no more pickles. Okay, now we're getting into the more expensive part of it. There's about 10 aisles to the left and right of her that lay ahead. We have fish, we have bread items, we have cereal. Right now we're at the cheese and the pasta. She's very
confused. Carrie said it herself. She doesn't know what to do.
She has a list though, but she doesn't seem to be following the list very much.
It says grocery list. I don't know why she wouldn't follow it.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta ask yourself some questions when you're around here cooking. Like, what's she gonna make? How long is she? When does she think
How
she's gonna go grocery shopping?
How long is this food supposed to last?
Yeah,
are we gonna take her here again?
Ooh.
Probably not.
Meat stock up. BOGO. Does she? Is
BOGO
she gonna?
BOGO on meat. Where's Tom Tallarico?
Yeah. Carrie, there's some Cornish hens here. You could make those again. But she's just strolling. I think she's just here to get exercise. To be honest, she's just walking through this place. There's some cereal here. Not even interested. She hasn't slowed down a bit since she's been in this section. I think she's just going.
How many people do you think will die today because of Carrie?
I don't know, but I know that a cow just died. A cow just died when she picked up that 1% milk.
Vitamin D.
Wow, Carrie.
Fat-free
skim milk. When does that expire?
Carrie, you gotta look at these things. You gotta think about these things when you're at the grocery store.
Carrie,
look at this lettuce expire. It expired 2 weeks ago.
Carrie's picking only the most rotten item. She's picking orange milk.
This lemon is sour.
This is sour lemon.
Are you drunk?
Alright, I think Chris gave me a timeout here.
Lemon.
So,
I'm
Carrie,
high on life,
Carrie, what do you think about grocery shopping right now? How do you feel?
As my first time grocery shopping ever, I feel pretty good.
Well, you shouldn't.
Yeah. You made some pretty poor choices. Who's funding this?
You.
No, our advertisers pulled out the last second. And so, hope you brought your checkbook.
Okay. What is this, Jersey Shore?
Oh, what do you... Okay, so by the cheeses here, there's some tofurkey, there's tofu, there's chizo.
Lime.
She gets the provolone cheese.